Let's check in live on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
And we're back at Caldwell County Farm Bureau and visiting with some of our Farm Bureau or FSA officers, not Farm Bureau officers. I'm the right thing, but your name is Harper Ritchie, right?
Yes, sir.
I had to ask you a while ago, I'm like, I recognize you and I knew you were one of the rich girls, but tell us, what do you do in the FFA?
So I'm the chapter secretary, so I do a lot of the record keeping and things like that and plan for our like monthly meetings. And competition-wise, upcoming events, at our regional speaking contest, I'll be doing a speech, also parliamentary procedure, and I have a few proficiencies in poultry, honeybees, and then a work placement. And then I'll be doing those land judging contest at Murray Field Day.
Busy lady. Quite a few things going on, huh?
Yes, sir.
I know you do some things in 4-H, too, and you are in the Country Ham Project for many years.
Yes, sir.
How well have you done the Country Ham Project over the years?
I've been on and off since I've been doing it, so since I was 9, I guess. But last year, I won the Country Ham Scholarship, which was, I guess, the best year I've had in it. That was a big deal, so I was very glad about that. And this year, with like college and other 4-H events that I'm doing, I'm on the state team council, so that's keeping me busy. I haven't been able to actually do the Country Ham Project this year, but I want to help with it as much as I can and go back to Broadbent and work with some of the younger kids with it.
And Caldwell has a big group of 4-H'ers doing Country Ham this year too, based on what we heard a couple weeks ago.
Yes, sir. A lot of kids like to do it. We almost always like fill up our slots and have a lot of kids that really enjoy doing it and getting to go to the fair every year. And they, yeah.
What do you think FFA and organizations like that are going to do for you in your life?
They teach you a lot of helpful skills, not just with your career, but like soft skills that you need, like your public speaking and being able to interact and write emails and things like that. So you can find stuff that you're interested in and learn how to do it well. And I guess find a passion for what you're doing so you know what you want to do throughout college, too.
Fantastic. Harper, thank you for visiting with me. What's your name?
My name is Payson Rogers.
What do you do in the FFA?
I am Sentinel, so I help recruit FFA members, and then I go down to the middle school every month, and I plan events for them to try to get them more involved in a pre-FFA club so that they'll be more prepared when they come to high school.
Tell us about the middle school. How big is the club down there?
It's a pretty good size. There's a lot of people that are really interested and involved down there. Every time we go, they always seem so excited to learn, and they're very good. And we ask them questions at the end, and they always tell us something they learned.
You mentioned some of the things. What do you do otherwise, SAE-wise, in the FFA?
So my SAE is raising and selling my own registered Nigerian dwarf goats. And so I do that, and then I also have the research center that I put down as a proficiency.
I'm coming to visit with you guys next week, I believe.
Yes, sir.
What do you think FFA is going to do for you in your life?
It definitely has built up my confidence in talking to people and a lot of networking skills. I used to be a really shy girl, but now I can come and talk on the radio and talk to many other people. It has set a good path for me and in agriculture, and I've learned a lot and met new people.
I like that. Well, congratulations, and good to see you doing good things in the FFA.
Well, thank you.
Forward to seeing you guys. Thankfully, coming to visit with you guys on Friday at the FFA. But weather pending, depending on what the weather does, and who knows what the weather may do this week as well. Let's talk about some of the other FFA members on the other side of the table here. They've come around to this side. What's your name?
Emma Goodwin. Emma,
what are you doing in the FFA?
I'm on a committee. I'm on Strength and Agriculture Committee. Oh, you're good. I help plan events for FFA and just help the officer team make sure the whole chapters run smoothly.
What's your SAE? What are you doing?
I have raised pigs for about 4 years now, but since I'm leaving high school and kind of going off to college, I'm getting rid of them. But there's been 2 years me and Daniel both had sold a hog to FFA to make the sausage for our sausage and sorghum fundraiser.
So are you and Daniel in competition, or you work together?
We don't. He has show pigs, and they're like pets. Like, there's no fun papers behind them. I just did it for fun. So
what do you think FFA is going to do for you in your life?
I'm hoping it just really teaches me more about agriculture and kind of, I don't know.
Sounds good. I like that. So what's your name?
I'm Kaylee Ladd.
What are you doing in the FFA?
I am a committee chair in the Strengthening Agriculture Committee. And like Emma said, I just help plan events and help things run smoothly.
What's your SAE project?
I have a placement at the University of Kentucky Research Center. And I just go out there and I intern every day.
What do you do there? What things you doing there?
We do a lot of different things. We have a lot of variety trials with a bunch of different summer and winter annuals and different forages. And I also help in the soils and just like testing things.
What do you think FFA is going to do for you?
It's made me think more about my future and like what I want to do with my life. It has helped me figure out what path I want to go down once I graduate.
I like that. You got a good idea. You guys are doing a great job and good to visit with you guys today. What you're doing for the Caldwell County FFA. And I think we're coming out to visit with you, weather pending on Friday, and had to spend the afternoon, visit morning with you, I believe. So do some neat things there. We're on WPKY 103.3 and 1580 AM.